Thank you, John. This is West Michigan's Morning News. Steve Kelly, Brett Vaccaro, Rick Albin on his way back from Washington, D.C. today. Back with us tomorrow. Schmitty in studio on the live line with us this morning from Yoder Real Estate. Kevin Yoder. Kevin, we have made the list, and this is a pretty prestigious list. So if we're number three in the nation for shortage of homes, put that in perspective. What does that mean for somebody buying or selling?
So when it comes to buying, Steve, this is interesting. This stat actually surprised me. I knew our inventory was extremely low. I didn't realize we were ranking three. It means that you have to have, and I'll always say this, regardless of what this topic is about with real estate, is perspective. And so without knowing where it was, if you're a first-time home buyer, you're going to hear that stat, and it may not even impact you. But, you know, the fact is that there are 1,426 homes on the market today. And roll this back to 2008, for example, we had somewhere around 10,000 homes available.
Oh,
a lot of options, and demand was super low. It's the opposite today.
It's incredible. And I, during the setup in the last half hour, had mentioned that in 2008, Sandy and I bought the home that we're in now. And I remember we put an offer in. It was accepted. So now we're waiting to sell our house. We got to get 20% out of that for the down payment that's coming up. We were terrified. We backed out of the deal.
Yeah, right. It's a big move.
And they let us do it, which was another story.
Right. Now it costs you some dollars to make that move.
What kind of strategies, then, should those who are thinking of selling or buying right now employ to take the most advantage of this?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. So the fear, of course, is not being able to find the next home. I think that's what's keeping most people in their current residences when they really would rather move. And the best strategy is to look for an agent or team who has off-market listings. This means a list of home sellers who have raised their hand, ready, able, and willing to sell, but they just are not on the market for one reason or another. And the best teams in any given area have a list of off-market. So you can list your home with confidence, knowing that there is a list of sellers that are available to sell their homes. They're just not in the MLS for one reason or another.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Yeah, well, they're out there, and I think that's the biggest challenge is that people don't realize that, and so they look at the MLS and they see, gosh, there's 1,400 homes, there's only three in the area I'm looking to buy in, and that's not going to work for me.
So how does somebody get on a list like that? I mean, is it it's like the sting? Do you do that thing when you thumb your nose? Or
well, I'll make it very easy. Thanks for the opportunity to plug. Call Yoder Real Estate, 942-2449. And we'll set you up with our exclusive off-market list. It's called Kevin's List.
Anything outside of that, if you're looking to, I mean, obviously it's great news if you're looking to sell a home.
Right. Well, when you're looking to buy, though, remember, though, there are opportunities for listings that are, if they're off-market, or there's homes that are for sale by owner, there's opportunities within those two areas. And also just remember, too, like right now, 1,426 homes on the market, it's January. So this is the lowest point of inventory we're going to see in the entire year. Expect that number to triple and possibly quadruple by June. So
Kevin,
as a seller, sell a home now and put yourself in a position to buy in the next 60 days, and that's a winning formula. Sell when the inventory is low, buy when it picks up.
Kevin, you've been doing this for 15 years. Do you remember updating pictures online so there wouldn't be like snow in the background of the picture?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I've seen it all. I remember not being able to do that, Steve. That's how long I've been in business.
And is it just, Kevin, basically a weather thing? Is it because people just don't want the hassle in the wintertime, or maybe, you know, they're not home because they're snowbirds in Florida, or what?
Yeah, it's a combination. I've asked that question to about 1,000 people over the last 90 days because I'm just more curious these days than anything else. Not a high-pressure sales thing. I just want to know, what's the psychology? And it really is. It's like, you know, it's Christmas, and it's the holidays, and they're not saying no. They're just saying no, not right now. And then,
right,
sure enough, the second week of January, the phone started ringing, and things started moving again. So that's really what it is here in West Michigan.
Number three in Grand Rapids for a shortage of homes. Kevin Yoder is with Yoder Real Estate. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me.